This is the story of two sisters, Jessica Tate and Mary Campbell. These are the Tates, and these are the Campbells. And this is So Bad.
So when I was 8, we moved from Cheyenne to Calabasas. You ever been to Calabasas?
I can't take much more of this.
You don't have to. We're gonna die soon.
What is that?
Mice! It's mice!
Mice? There's pretty big mice!
Bert, what are you doing here?
What am I doing here? I'm the Roto-Rooter man.
You're actually being rescued.
You guys okay?
We're okay now. Have you seen Wendy?
No, you don't. They're working on it. The school data is okay. Maggie, Jody, I
got you. Thank you, Mom.
Excuse me. We haven't been properly introduced.
Right, either. Yes, of God. Right out there.
Maggie!
Quiet.
How's it going?
Dutch.
Jeez, they give you a terrible room.
Dutch, you must get the diary.
Are you guys okay?
Oh, great.
Terrific.
They're fine. That is a God.
Boy, you wouldn't believe what we went through to find this place.
I would believe it. Now, listen.
Hey, who's the old guy?
He'll tell you later.
Hi, old man.
Hi there.
Dutch, will you stop working?
We have come. Or as my esteemed leader would say, enchiladas rancheros.
Listen, now, listen. There's
hey,
a
Joe,
God,
are you
right?
Feeling okay? Fine.
Hey, Billy, you remember Maggie, don't you?
Shh, I tell you, when we went through finding this place.
I'm trying to tell you something here. Listen, this is it.
I never thought we'd find this place.
Fine.
I give one look at one.
Sue, why is everybody coming in here?
Why?
Senor Caldas, we are very grateful.
Oh, no problem. You know, as I always say, when there is a maiden in distress,
El Puerco will get into her dress.
What?
I always wanted to say that. And I'm glad it's finally out of my system.
You guys are supposed to be outside. Will you get out there?
Yeah, what a dump!
Should have brought the dip.
Listen, fellas, what we gotta do.
You wouldn't believe what we went through to find this place.
We believed it, wouldn't you? Now, listen.
Hey, Juan, you remember Maggie, don't you?
Ah, si, buenas noches.
Buenas noches.
We were very worried about you, Judy.
Hey, Chuck, you remember Maggie, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Stop. Simple. Quieto, El Cuastro de Costa Nostra, so. Listen here now. In a little while, they're going to be on to us here.
Ah! Now we're all going to die.
What happened?
Major! Major, this is your idea of a joke.
Nice try, Sheriff.
That's not the Major.
So you have failed again, Mr. Dallas. You have failed to retrieve your daughter, and now you have failed to escape. You must realize you cannot defeat Aminja Sama. Now you shall all... Ho... Noguruzo!
That was some shot!
Oh, Wendy!
Now, hear my saying, so I believe we've worn out our welcome here. So let us get the hell out.
La victoria es nuestra.
Muerte los tiranos.
Arroz con pollo.
Sordas, how can we thank you?
There's something from Tiffany's would be nice.
Oh, listen, hey, old pally, if you want to come along, there's room in the camper.
Oh, you're too kind. You know, it's been 25 years since I seen the light of day.
Your skin looks wonderful.
Say, tell me, how's President Eisenhower doing these days?
Gee, I'm sorry to tell you, but Ike's passed on.
Oh, my God. That means that Nixon is president.
Are you sure you're not feeling faint?
No, I'm fine.
Oh, good. Really. Okay. Oh,
She just fainted 5 minutes ago.
She's a fainter. She's always been a fainter.
You should have seen her. Her eyes roll back in her head. She looked like Orphan Annie.
Put your head between your knees.
You're talking to me.
No. Oh.
I didn't know the eyes rolled back. That part surprised me.
She has fainted all her life. If we added it up, she's been 2-3 years out cold. She's going to be okay, thank you. Mary, I cannot believe you haven't outgrown this fainting business.
Oh, Jess, you're talking to me.
Head down. You fainted over everything, everywhere we went. To the dentist, the movies, the zoo. I have spent half my life picking you up off the floor.
Jess, I need you so. I'm in trouble. My life is a mess. I don't know what to do. The baby might be an alien. Bert barely speaks to me. And I've started drinking.
Mary, are you just saying this to get back on my good side?
Oh, Jesse, I've missed you so.
Well, Mary, I've missed you too.
You have?
Yes.
Yes, I have.
Oh, Mary, when we broke up, I just didn't know what to do because I couldn't go to my best friend and tell her about my sister, and I couldn't go to my sister and tell her about my best friend because you were both and I didn't have anybody to talk to.
Me neither. Jess, you do understand about Chester, don't you? I mean, there didn't seem any point except possibly to hurt. I didn't want to do that.
I know, Mary. Yeah. Well, it was just one of those times when there was no terrific thing to do. I mean, to tell me or not to tell me, both of them were terrible. It's okay, Mary. I understand now. So, what's all this about your life?
I drink a lot, Jess.
Well, Mary, you should. The body needs fluids. You can go for weeks without eating, but only a couple of days without drinking. Then your tongue turns black and falls out of your head.
No, Jess, alcohol. I think I'm an alcoholic.
You are not an alcoholic. Now, what's this about the baby being an alien?
He does odd things, Jess.
Married drunks see things.
Jessica, I am not seeing things. They're real.
Mary, are you asking me to trust an alcoholic about this? Believe me, it is not the baby, it's the bourbon. Now, the baby is just fine. Now, what about Bert? What's the matter with you and Bert?
I'm afraid I'm losing him.
Well, Mary, if you keep drinking and seeing things, can you blame him?
They're real, Jess, really. I mean, it started before the drinking. Bert and the baby, it started before.
It did?
Yes.
Come on, Mary. Let's go. We've got a lot to talk about, and we can't talk about it here. Let's have lunch. We'll talk about it over a drink.
So, what do you think?
I think I'm in shock.
Well, what's so shocking? You asked me to marry you. Now I'm asking you to marry me.
Maggie, I asked you to marry me when I thought we were going to die. I meant it at the time. I mean, it's not like I thought, what the hell, we're going to die anyway.
Well, you haven't asked me since we made love in the dungeon. So I thought I would ask you. Will you marry me?
Maggie, it's not that I don't want to. It's just that I don't think you understand everything that's involved here.
So you're saying that you do want to?
Maggie, don't you understand? I don't know what I am. What if in 2 years I fall in love with another man?
Well, what if in 2 years I fall in love with another man?
That's normal.
But that's not normal for me. I don't fall in love with men. I love you. I want to marry you.
Maggie, I'm afraid.
Jody, you are not a fruit cup.
How do you know? I don't even know that.
So this is it? This is goodbye?
Maggie, what about therapy?
I don't need it.
For me to be sure about me.
Jody, you don't just go to a shrink and get straightened out in a day.
Maggie, I want you to wait, but I don't feel that I can ask you to wait. Will you wait?
Jody, I love you.
Maggie, I love you. I just want to be sure that I always will.
Hiya, Jody.
Hey, Philip.
Haven't seen you around lately.
Yeah, I've been kind of here and there.
This is interesting.
Maggie, this is Philip. Philip, this is Maggie, my fiancé.
Hi, Phil.
This is a joke, right?
I beg your pardon?
Listen, Phil, it was really nice seeing you again.
Oh, yeah, right, sure. Jody.
Of course it's a real woman, you idiot.
Come on.
Now, I told you, nobody gets called on. If they stand up, you must sit down. And raise your hand.
Sheriff,
and leave your suit.
Sheriff, when you had dinner at the White House, what did you talk about?
Crime and veal.
Could you elaborate on that?
Well, we thought that the veal is better in the East, it's more tender. And that the crime is very bad. This guy over here with all the gold chains.
Sheriff, I'm from People Magazine. We'd like to know what you sleep in.
A bed.
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, but this press conference is over. Oh. Sheriff Campbell has business to take care of. There'll be another one again soon. Come on.
All right, let's go. Come on. I wear ties. Thank you very much. Okay, here you go.
Hey, Danny. I'm so glad to see you. What's where you been? It's been a couple of days. Look, all right. I'm sorry for what I said. I take it all back.
You and Gwen, it's fine. So what'd you do? You eloped?
We didn't elope, Bert.
Good, thank God, because that was a terrible idea.
How'd you do it? What'd you say?
I was not going to ask me about my dinner at the White House, I told him.
Come on, don't play games. What'd you say?
Well, that it was lovely that we had veal parmesan and broccoli.
To Gwen. What did you say to Gwen?
Not to wait a minute. I didn't see
you. You told her something, Bert. You told her something to make her go away. Now, I want to know what it was and where she is.
Danny, I'm telling you, listen to me, and I'm swearing to you. I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't see her. I didn't talk to her. What's going on?
She's gone. I went out to rent a car, and when I came back, she was gone. She was going to marry me, Bert. And then you tell me you think it's a bad idea, and then she disappears. Now, what the hell did you say to her? Did you tell her to leave for me, huh? For my career? What the hell did you say, Bert?
Danny, listen to me now. Listen, I swear that I said nothing to her. I haven't seen her, Danny.
Well, that was a terrific news conference, Sheriff.
Yeah, fine, Perkins.
Boy, those answers were great. Bed. I love that. You sleep in a bed. Great answers.
Did you come in here just to kind of shoot the breeze or what?
Oh, no, I brought the mail, sir. There's some fan letters. Your subscription to Guns and Ammo has started.
Thank you, Perkins. You can leave now.
Here's one from Bill Buckley. I'd read that right away, sir.
Thank
and
you,
a letter
Perkins.
From your girlfriend.
Perkins.
Yes, sir?
Could you go?
Sure.
Now?
Dear Danny, I can't marry you. I don't love you. I never have. You're just a good friend, that's all. Gwen. Danny, I'm sorry. I had nothing to do with this. I would never hurt you like this. Danny, I'm sorry.
Yes, I owe you an apology.
No, just forget about that.
What is it, Bert? What the hell happens? Lane gets murdered. Polly leaves me, and now Gwen. Every time I fall in love, something happens. Is this the way it's gonna be for the rest of my life? Am I gonna be alone forever?
Come on, Danny. What are you talking? Wait a minute. Hi-ho, back Campbell here. Whoopsie-doo, Governor. How are you? No, busy. Am I? Of course I'm not busy. Whatever you... Go ahead. Golf? Woo! When? Sunday, you got it. Golf. I love golf. I love the shirts.
Have a seat, Mr. Dallas. Dr. Rudolph will be with you in just a minute.
Thank you. Oh. Hello. Dr. Rudolph?
Hello.
Hi, I'm Jody Dell. I'm sorry, my palms are a little sweaty. I'm nervous.
I take it this is your first therapy session.
You could tell.
It's perfectly normal to be a little nervous the first time.
Oh, good.
Therapy can be pretty terrifying, or it can be really... Everybody down!
What is it?
Bees.
What?
Bees.
Where?
All around us.
Get back!
Get back!
I take it you're not the doctor.
They're gone. They'll be back. They always come back. These are animals. Get back. Get away from me! Oh, get them all!
It's pretty unusual for this time of year, isn't it?
What? I'm stung. Right on the beeper. Do something. Help me. Help me.
How about a little calamine lotion?
What?
A little calamine lotion.
Are you crazy? That bottle's completely empty. I'm getting out of here.
Okay, that's it.
Mr. Dallas!
Hi! Hi. I'm feeling much better now. Thank you.
I know. Everyone's a little nervous the first time.
Dr. Rudolph?
Yes.
Hi. Can I ask you something? That guy who just left here.
Bigelow. Nice fella. Hates bees. What seems to be troubling?
Nothing.
This is going to be a short session. Well, have a seat.
See, I don't see bees flying around or anything. I'm a pretty normal guy.
I see. But there must be some reason why you're here.
Yes. I want to get married.
To me?
No, you see, I'm gay. Or I used to be gay. I don't know. But I know I'm in love with a woman, and I want to marry her.
Why don't you?
Because it wouldn't be fair to her. Say we had a child, and in 2 years I fall in love with another man.
Do you want children?
Oh, yeah. That's why I have one.
You have a child?
Mm-hmm. But not by her, by another woman.
Let me get this straight. You have a child by one woman, but you want to marry another woman and someday have children with her, and you're worried about being gay.
But the other woman doesn't count because it wasn't love. And that's a whole other story.
Story? Sounds like a miniseries.
So I thought I would come to a shrink and... I beg your pardon.
Well, that's perfectly all right. I don't mind being called a shrink. I call my shrink a shrink.
You have a shrink?
Shrinks can't have shrinks.
Yeah, sure. I guess that's normal. I mean, you spend all day listening to everybody's problems. I imagine you'd go a little bananas.
We don't like to use the term bananas. Bananas and crackers.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. It's perfectly true. If I didn't have a shrink, I probably would go bananas.
So you'll help me?
Well, we can work on this. And in time, I think we can come to some conclusions.
How long?
Depends. It may take a matter of months or a matter of years. Most likely the latter.
I can't ask Maggie to wait years for me.
Mr. Dallas, there are no shortcuts.
What about hypnosis? Now, I read that some woman someplace was brought back to another life or something, and in a matter of moments, it became clear as to why she cried every time she wore a hat.
Hypnotherapy is a tool, but it's not always effective, Mr. Dallas. There are dangers.
Like what?
Well, it is conceivable that I couldn't bring you back. You could actually get locked into a different time period. Then I'd get sued up the gee-gee.
I'd sign a waiver releasing you of all liabilities.
Then again, hypnotherapy can prove to be extremely valuable. Would you be interested in some other forms of psychiatric shortcuts?
Like what?
Oh, the sensory deprivation tank.
What's this?
Trust me, you'll love it. There. Then there's LSD-25. A very fine alternative.
No, no acid. I draw the line at hallucinogenics.
Great, just testing. It's illegal anyway.
Well, when can I begin treatment?
Now, that's the hard part. Let me see when I can possibly get to you.
Boy, tomorrow would be great.
What luck. I just happen to have free time tomorrow.
Oh, that's terrific.
Same time tomorrow?
Great. I'll see you then. Doctor...
Sorry, we don't validate.
Cancel my appointment for tomorrow at this time. Have we got a hot one? This guy actually signs waivers.
Since a psychiatrist convinced Jody that hypnosis might help him find himself, will Jody find anything he likes? And if not, will he still pay his doctor's bill? Now that Jessica and Mary started speaking again, will Mary stop drinking? Or will she continue to find solace in a bottle? Will Bert's newfound fame cause his ego to grow? And if so, will he have to find a bigger office? These questions and many others will be answered in the next episode of Soap.